T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Days is especially this Paradise Camp and the Hurricanes and these recruits. And we got Larry Bluestein on to join us here on WQAM.
Absolutely. Blue, good morning. South Florida High School Sports.com, by the way, is the website and the leader of all that and the leader of recruiting for, I believe it's year 49 for Larry Bluestein. And he's on with us right now. Blue, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much, guys.
No, appreciate of course. It. I mean, listen, when the first thing that comes out of the news and notes from Paradise Camp, outside of seeing, you know, Jeremy Shockey coaching the tight ends and Michael Irvin talking to the wide receivers, and we just had Alonzo Highsmith on, and he's talking to players there, and this guy's the vice president of player personnel for the Browns, is, oh, by the way, 4 recruits are coming to campus, and 4 recruits have given the verbal commitment to the University of Miami. The 4 guys, talk a little bit about each guy. A lot of people out there have heard 4 guys but have no idea which 4 and how good of players they are.
That includes us, Blue.
Yes.
Well, first of all, the good thing is trying to keep a local kid home, and that's always a good thing. And that Elijah Roberts from Columbus, a defensive tackle, which Miami certainly needs. I mean, that's last year they ended the year, I think, with 1 healthy defensive tackle. So certainly that's a plus. Columbus kid who had prior been, you know, he was committed prior, but then he stepped back a little bit, which some of the kids are doing now. It's, you know, so they could take some other visits, see what, you know.
Take the summer tours, Blue.
But then my question is, why commit in the first place? You know, just hang kind of back and see what's going on. I mean, he's got that talent that they're not going to give his slot away. So he's certainly a really good one. We have him on our show tonight at 8:05, which is good, so the fans get a chance to hear from him. He was a premier guy because that was somebody locally that they needed. Not to take anything away from the kid, Cortez McKenzie, a linebacker, you know, who comes in from St. Pete Lakewood, which is another really, really good program in Florida, which is something that Miami didn't do much of. They never, you know, they haven't gone to the Tampa Bay area in quite a, you know, long time for players. They've been kind of relying South Florida-wise, especially in this regime. And it's great to, you know, it's great to have kids like that. They go up into Nashville and pick a guy off. And then yesterday was somebody, now this is a class of 2021, which is 2 years away. He's going to be a junior. His name is Jacoby George from Plantation High School. And Miami's had some pretty good success, you know, in the past with Brandon McGee and kids from Plantation. Steve Davis does an awesome job. And Jacoby's one of those guys who kicks punts, receiver, DB, kick return, punt return. So you never kind of see him get off the field. And that's what Miami's aiming towards. They're aiming towards players like that, you know, to kind of, you know, figure, hey, we've got to stock our, you know, our roster with quality depth, because that's a problem now. I mean, they have kids, but they don't have that type of depth. And, you know, to knock heads with a Clemson and Alabama, and, you know, it more so in their conference with Clemson, those are the things you need to do. You need to get, you know, look at Clemson had, what, 3-4 kids on the defensive line drafted this year, but they just retool. And that's where Miami needs to get, and they're trying. You know, it's, I mean, they're still outside this circle, and I keep trying to tell people, you know, it's great what Coach Diaz and everybody's doing, but outside this circle, Miami's still 7-6. You know, I mean, it's nice, you know, hey, this happened, and we have this new facility and this and that, but at the end of the day, you have to go around the country and say, yeah, but we were on the upswing. You know, you kind of forget that's how they ended the season last year. You know, the fans outside, those are who recruit against them, don't forget it. But certainly they're doing an awesome job. And I heard you guys, you got to keep these kids. They have that early signing period in December, which I think should be in the summer. Get it out of the way.
Sure,
you
know,
because look at the distractions that, and I'll point to Mario Cristobal 2 years ago. He's trying to wrap up the early signing day of December, but his team is at a bowl game. So you kind of preach to these kids, yeah, we can't wait to get to a bowl game. But when you're there, you're kind of like preoccupied with the recruiting. So that's why I think that first leg,
okay,
of it, you know, I mean, that's only right. I mean,
yeah, but the kid hasn't really finished. The kid's focus should kind of be on school as well, even though, you know, he's playing his senior season and maybe he needs to take a test. You know, if they're qualifiers, they should definitely sign as early as possible. But I hear you. I've been in the system and I've fought for so long for this early signing period. I'm just thankful that it's here.
Yeah.
How much of a difference do you think it makes for these young people?
Well, it makes a lot. I mean, I really do. I like I said, I would much rather see it in the summer, maybe August, late August. So, because this is what's happening now, you get in a situation now where you're showing off a great paradise. Everybody, you know, at the end of the month is going to be Florida and Florida State, which this is something that people have to understand. This was great planning for Miami because they have this dead period now that comes up over the next 3 weeks in July, and you can't go onto a college campus, you know. The no one's gonna, you know, you can't.
Dead periods are also stupid, but anyway, continue.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, but you're living in that, you know, you're living under those rules. So
the NCAA's dumb rules, yes, correct.
Yeah, but you come off of this, and then you should kind of know now. I mean, Miami got all these guys. I think that when August comes around, they're ready to sign. I mean, they committed, they saw everything that they had to see, and I think that's important. But I think what Miami did, and this was a great logic to have it, you know, the last, I think it was late December, I mean, late July, the last weekend in late July, that's open. The NCAA opened that up prior to the camps. And for the last couple of years, Friday Night Lights at Gainesville, Florida State, and Miami are going against each other. And so what happened was, instead of using that last Friday, you know, Saturday weekend in July for a paradise, quote unquote, what Miami's going to do while Florida and Florida State are competing for kids, because think about this. The other night, there would have been at least 10, 12 kids that may not have made it down because there were kids who were Florida. There's guys that are Florida State, but they came down because they had that opening week. There wasn't another distraction to go to, and that's why they had the best camp that they've ever had. I mean, from a standpoint of athletes, it was amazing. They got an opportunity to get, you know, as you mentioned, like the Duke Johnsons and the Greg Marks and, you know, Santana Moss and David Njoku and Kenny Phillips, who I hadn't seen in a long time, and Jeremy Shockey, who was out there with the tight ends, which was a great group because you not only had the kids at Miami, you know, were looking at, but they had some
Darnell Washington,
athletes.
Yeah.
And they had, and to the, you know, the kid out of Vegas who's 6'7" and 240 and looks like he could walk onto a college right now and play.
Saw the picture and I instantly became intrigued. I believe it's Darnell Washington.
Darnell Washington.
I was like, Jesus Lord, he can play for the NFL right now.
He's not from Bishop Gorman, which is like a big surprise.
Wow.
It's like having an athlete that's a premier Fort Lauderdale kid who's not from St. Thomas. Well, he wasn't from there, and I think that intrigued. And at one point, because I was standing maybe 5 feet from where they were doing the drills, Shockey goes, "Are you really in high school?"
Yeah.
That's what he said to him. And because this kid physically, I mean, saw him.
I saw him. I saw him. I opened up my Twitter feed, Blue, and I was like, Paradise Camp? What's this Paradise Camp? And who is this player that looks like LeBron? I was like, what college is he playing for? How do we get him?
Yeah, it's going to take a lot to answer your question.
Oh, but it's going to take a big bag, Blue?
Yeah, there's huge bags flying around for this kid. I mean, I'm telling you, they're Brinks trucks going to the, you know, to go into practices. But this kid is, he's a program changer.
Yeah.
You know, not to say Will Mallory's not or Brevin Jordan's not, because they're in their own way, they bring a lot to the table. But this kid, I mean, you're 6'7", 240, and just like flicking people out of the way with your right hand. I mean, yeah.
Hey, he's wasting his time playing tight end. You either need to be a defensive end or you need to be an offensive tackle.
You're probably right. And that's what's going to happen when he gets on, you know, on campus.
If he looks like Blue, if he looks like that, now?
Yeah.
Bro, you don't need to be, unless you hate contact, you don't need to be catching the football.
No doubt. But he does catch very well, just in case they need him. He's got soft hands.
Yeah.
And when he palmed the ball, I said to myself, wow. I mean, he's palming the ball, so that means that thing comes anywhere remotely close to him, and he's yanking out of the air, and he jumps, and he'll jump. So imagine a 6'7 kid jumping. That means you're not going to get him. So,
you better go stack the quarterback, young man.
Yeah,
let me ask you this question, Blue. And I know you've been on the college, this high school recruiting trail for what, 40 years
yeah,
now?
49 years. Yeah.
This is my 49th, yeah.
Best athlete you've ever seen in Ooh. Person, combine, workout, game, best South Florida athlete ever to Bluestein.
South Florida athlete. I was Herschel Walker was the best athlete I saw in high school ever. I mean, this kid was just—it was amazing. But South Florida wise, as a talented athlete, I mean, Randall Hill was pretty darn good because he was not only a great football player, but he was a track star. He could play basketball. He was really good. I mean, when you're talking about athletes, and what I do is when people ask me about best of, I say best of their generation. Like everybody's talking about yeah. Frank Gore and Duke Johnson and, you know, Rufus Ferguson back in the early 70s, late 60s, one of the best backs that I ever saw in South Florida. And he was Darren Sproles before Darren Sproles was. He went to Killian, went to Wisconsin, first African-American to run the ball as a freshman in the Big Ten. He was very, very special. But I'd have to say Randall Hill because of his athleticism and what he brought to the table at more than football. And that's important, too, because these kids now are getting limited on how many sports they can play because football's a year-round deal. I mean, the other day where people wanted to go to AAU basketball, Miami has a commitment to Kid Mateer from North Miami. He's a junior, but he not only is a tremendous defensive end prospect, but he's the second or third top basketball player in South Florida.
Wow.
So when you have that in front of you, I mean, football's always going to win out over basketball, more money. A lot of times that, you know, there's a limited roster in basketball. Football, you have a lot more, you know, you have a lot more space. You have a lot more, avenues to go. So, but that's, I would think, you know, on that question, yeah. But the one thing that really intrigued me is Miami attracted a lot of great athletes to this event. I mean, and the kid Van Dyke, who's the recent quarterback commitment.
Tyler Van Dyke. Yeah.
He's the deal. He is the deal. He's got a great arm. He's got a lot of presence about him. He's a kid. You see, that's what you have to go for now. You know, I mean, nobody questions a Tua. Nobody questions kids like that anymore when they come in and they have the goods and they back it up.
Blue, you're the best. Oh, well, actually, you know what? One more question before I let you go. Paradise Camp as a whole, what Mark Richt did and brought down here, what Manny Diaz now is kind of the legacy through that camp. As a recruiting tool, it matches up with anyone in the country, correct?
Yeah, now it does. Yeah. I mean, you've got the facility, and if you haven't seen the facility that they have, the indoor is really good. They wouldn't have been able to hold 9 or 10 of their postseason events without it this year because of the bad weather. But, yeah, it changes. If you haven't been down to Miami, it changes the look of the campus real quick, you know, because you have the teaching hospital right behind. You have all those different, things that are attractions that every, you know, when you walk on campus at Florida State or Florida or Alabama, there's always new buildings. Well, here's the first new building Miami's had in a long time, and it looks great, and it's going to attract some people.
Blue, you're the best. Thank you very much for coming
on
with us this morning.
Enjoy. Thank you.
All right, it's Larry Bluestein, South Florida High School Sports.com on tonight, by the way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.